two fun ones at the end. Q, resolution to accept and approve the Westlake High School graduating class of 2018.
You went fast.
Is there a motion to approve 6Q?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
I would like to say that I'm thrilled to see my daughter's name on there.
I thought you were going to ask for an amendment to remove her.
She's worked really, really hard.
Did you vote on that?
Yeah, I asked. I asked him to make sure. Thank you. Yeah, so I'm allowed to vote on it. I will approve this.
There you go.
There are no questions there, but it's exciting to see, you know, another group of graduates every year. This time of year is very exciting. The seniors are starting to wind down a bit, but they've worked very hard.
So. Yeah, the number is factor
301.
Boy, do you know what the number is? I don't know it off the top of my head. I can't tell you.
305.
305, you think?
305.
What'd
you do?
I did. It's easy to do. Any other comments or discussion? Roll call.
Winter.
Yes.
Lozinski.
Yes.
Finucane.
Yes.
Kraft.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Letter 6R for your consideration, a resolution to approve a commendation for our retirees that we spent some time honoring prior to this meeting.
Is there a motion to approve 6R, the resolution to approve commendation for retirees?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Congratulations to all of them.
Congratulations and thank you for years and years of service. Wonderful service. Any other comments? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
And Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this time, we have a second hearing of the public. If there is anyone with us still tonight that has something they would like to address the board, you can comment on anything. Raise your hand and come on up. Seeing none, we're going to move on to 8, board comments. Any comments from the board?
I would encourage all of our high school students, especially our drivers, our seniors, as they're out and about celebrating all their next steps and finishing up high school, to be safe, to be very safe. This is a dangerous time of year for them, actually, and we want them making real good choices and driving very carefully.
Thank you. Any other board comments? Moving on to board items, 9A. 9A is the first reading of the proposed drug testing policy.
We have that, and we also, and that's one that is, we created that, so that's attached to your administrative content. However, if you go on to, what's he logged into? Is he logged into the public one?
Yeah, he's on public, yeah.
Okay. So if you go in, if you're on Board Docs and you go into policies and click draft, there are the 12, you see the featured items that if you go to policies on the right,
oh, there.
And then select draft, you should, these have all been emailed to you in spreadsheet form and shared with you. So we are doing a first read not only of the drug policy, but also College Credit Plus, criminal history, entrance requirements. We've gone through all of these previously. I'll send them out again for you to look at. One that I would highlight would be 2271, the College Credit Plus. And the reason I would highlight that is we did make a change since you received this originally. The two things that we have a choice in this policy is reinstatement on probation. Now, what they're saying is, if you, and so here's what's kind of frustrating with what the state kind of mandated when it came to College Credit Plus. They pretty much said, we have to let anybody go anywhere and just sign up. They want to sign up for classes, they could sign up for classes. But then you have an issue where students start failing. And so now you have students who aren't doing well in these college classes. And then the federal government came out and told the state, you need to come up with a plan on what are you going to do with these kids who are being dismissed from College Credit Plus. So they held on to this until January, they being the state, and then released it to us and said, you know what, here, you know, you guys kind of come up with it, and we have to have it done by July 1st. So worked with Kathy, and I know Kathy worked with Paul and Dana Bale. So what happens, so really the only change that we have in here is there's a section that talks about what, how are you reinstated after dismissal. So after some conversation, here's what we indicated, is that reinstatement on probation, in order to be reinstated to the College Credit Plus program on probation, the student must meet the following academic progress criteria. We have three of them. Letter A, completion of high school courses with an established grade point average of a 3.0 unweighted in the subject content areas. So you gotta get a B in your core content classes. Now, these are classes in the high school because they can't go back into college until they show that they can actually perform in the classroom. 3.0 unweighted we felt was fair. Getting a B in there before you enroll in a college course. The other one is, in coordination with the counseling department at the high school, establish an individual pathway plan that includes high school graduation requirements and possible college courses. A plan on what are you going to do? You know, what courses are you going to take as you go in there? And the third one is maintain a daily attendance rate in the high school of 85% or higher. One of the issues that we're seeing as students leave campus to go take a college course, they're not showing up. So when they're not doing well, many times it's the fact that they're not there. And so we want to see them come back into school. And so if they do those things, we will reinstate them on probation. And then a reinstatement without restrictions, that would be the next step for us. So we can, they can spend the time on probation, and then to get off probation, a completion of a CCP courses with an established grade point average of 3.0 unweighted in the subject content areas. And the second one is to continue with that plan, that counseling department plan of the high school, continue and review and establish an individual pathway that includes high school graduation. So we want to see the first step be show up to school and be successful in your content area, then we'll let you go in unrestricted through there. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's kind of what we're doing. The other ones we did not make any changes to, and I think the other one that I would highlight would be going back to the agenda for today and looking at the proposed drug testing policy that we have. As we discussed before, we wanted to keep it simple, and actually there's something in here, John, that you mentioned during our work session, if you notice. As we go through, we make our statement at the beginning on why we're doing it, provide health and safety and general well-being of students, encourage students to remain drug-free, and provide a legitimate reason for students to refuse drugs. Tony's brought that one up multiple times. Encourage students who use drugs to participate in drug treatment programs. The next paragraph, I think, is important because there's a difference between drug testing programs and bringing drugs to school. And so we want to be clear in that that statement there that says the drug testing program does not affect the current policies, practices, or rights of the district regarding drug possession. So just be, you know, if you bring drugs to school, you're still in trouble. And we're not going to go through that policy that we're going to have outside of it. This is one that John brought up that we found in another policy that I thought it was really good. Additionally, no student will be penalized academically for testing positive for banned substances. The results of a drug test will not be documented in any student's academic record. All students and parents, guardians, custodians must sign an informed consent agreement for drug testing in order to be eligible to participate in athletics, extracurriculars, and or drive to school and park on school property. So that kind of gets into that where, you know, if we're really saying we want to help kids, we're not going to take the results of a drug test and put it on their transcripts. That's not what we're looking to do. The final line, well, the second last line, I think gives that leeway to the principal, especially in a first year, where it says the principal and designee or designee will make all final decisions regarding any drug testing issues within his or her building. And then the last one, superintendent shall prepare guidelines for the implementation of the drug testing program. Can we add an implementation and, there was another statement on there, and accountability or something that we added to that? We might add that to a sentence in the second reading, but there was that one as well. And that really gives us the ability to create that document you talked about last time.
Yeah, I like this. This is
It's basic.
It's the right mix of general and specific.
And I'll tell you, when it comes to this policy, I've seen it happen two different ways. There are two school districts that I researched, and one of them I took most of this top part from. They put everything in. How you're going to do the test, you know, what the consequences are, everything inside there. I think that's a bit of a trap where, you know, what I probably would not recommend doing it that way. And then I see other districts who are drug testing, they don't put anything in policy. They put it in one of those handbooks and have the handbook approved and say, you know, it was board approved in that way. I think this is the porridge in the middle, you know, the just right to where you have something, you know, that kind of memorializes it to the public. It's not hidden in the back of a handbook, not saying that others are hiding it, but it's just a little more clear out there. But it's also not so detailed that it handcuffs us with our implementation.
Yeah, I like that.
Those are the first read on policies. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
And I know that Mr. Wilson was just so happy to discuss this and the guidelines with his students before they leave for summer break. So I understand he is starting to talk or has that scheduled.
They're going to talk to the students at the high school. They're going to talk to the students at the middle school, because obviously the eighth graders coming up are going to deal with the high school ramifications for it. And then your seventh graders to eighth and your sixth to seventh. So they'll go to DIS as well, so that, you know, all the students know what the expectations are.
Excellent. So.
And I am unaware of that, but how is that being accomplished?
I think they're, I don't know if they're going in and meeting with classes or doing an assembly. I'm not sure the logistics of it. But I thought they said they were going to be starting around the 24th, I thought.
Yeah.
I
think about
the
unit. It was something around the 20th.
We had an assembly today.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So did you have all the students in? Or
all eighth grade.
Okay, all eighth grade. So.
Thank you. From the board, anything else on 9A?
No.
Moving on to 9B, the resolution to approve the appointment of the Citizens Advisory Committee members. Bear with me, I'll get to that part. And help me out, board. Are we approving Amy Havelka, Tamara Haas, and Kim?
No, not Haas.
Not Tamara.
She withdrew.
She was the one, okay. Because
yes.
I know that it was discussed that someone was added.
I would ask that you would do a motion and second first, and then we'll amend it to remove it, because you've already approved the agenda.
Okay, thank you. So. Is there a, so this is a resolution to approve Amy Havelka, Tamara Haas, and also Kim Pater, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a motion to approve 9B?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
I'd like to make an amendment to remove Tamara Haas from this resolution.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
So let's say vote just to make the amendment, removing Tamara Haas from this resolution. Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
The amendment is carried.
We
still have the original resolution on for discussion right now.
Is there a motion to?
You already have a motion and second.
Oh, okay,
so
gotcha.
Now you're just at discussion
right.
For
discussion
the.
On, thank you. Discussion on 9B.
I think Amy Welkin is very involved in the district for a number of years and made a great addition.
I think the other person was here tonight. And I think she had left with the CAC.
Okay. She's already making CAC friends.
Welcome both.
Further discussion? Roll call.
To approve 9B as amended, Lozinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
And Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And thank you to our new CAC members,
absolutely.
Amy and Kim.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
That sounded enthusiastic.
To adjourn at 8:20 p.m., Fanukin?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes. He asked me a question.
Motion carries.